Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do it.
Friday show, everybody. Let's do it.
That's right.
Let's do it. Some weirdness going on in my neighborhood, man. I hear some like weird sounds going on or something like that. It sounds like the aliens are attacking.
Really?
Yeah.
It's or maybe strange. It's just your family outside playing.
Nah, everybody's asleep, man. Otherwise, I would go with that.
Oh, you're talking about now?
Yeah. No, like currently, it sounds like. What the hell is happening outside?
Well, they came down to get you, but then they saw you and they said, nah. And so they're hovering.
You think the aliens would be bothered by me?
What? Really? Aliens don't understand shenanigans.
You don't know? What do you mean?
You would say.
They invented shenanigans.
You say, here. You know, it'd be funny. They'd be communicating with you, and you say something, and then 10 minutes later, no, that's not what I said. Boxed in, and they'd drop your ass right back down. We can't deal with this.
What is box? I don't know why I'm making them robots. Anyway, we got a good Friday show, everybody. Heading on into the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
As we got, which is strange. Doesn't our like entire everybody else got off today, right? At our job. Didn't they get a 4-day weekend or something like that?
Yeah.
I've kind of gone half-assed reading emails at this point, boys. I'm like, listen, I'm not there.
Because we get all the other emails.
Right. It's, you know, it's like everything is a schedule. I'm just like, all right, you know what? I just don't live life by these rules anymore. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I love all the people I work with. You know I'm cool with everybody at every other station, right?
Sure.
I don't need another station's updates. I don't need to
Agreed.
Know what they're doing. I don't need to know their little get-togethers. It's just wasting the email space because every 2 days they tell you your email's full. So let's scone it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you for sure. So, you know, hey, man, it's a Friday. Let's get to it, man. Let's get some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So can you believe this? I hope we're not still in coronavirus times of 2021 because they are already planning a 9-part Tom Brady documentary series on ESPN.
Garbage.
I'm not watching that one.
Don't they understand, though, that the specialty of the Michael Jordan thing, whether you liked it or not, the specialty of the Michael Jordan documentary was not just the fact that we had coronavirus. It's been 20 years since, you know, anybody's really spoken of Michael Jordan, you know? So, like, let's give it a little bit of breathing room. You know, Tom Brady, you're gonna get to it right after his career's over. It's not going to be the same.
Well, and plus they already did a 30 for 30 when he got drafted.
Did they?
Yeah, didn't they do that? What was the name of it? Remember they did the little special about being, what was it, 199 or something like?
I mean, I don't think it was a 30 for 30. I think it was just some feature on NFL Network, some like Patriots propaganda piece, I'm sure.
Well, here's the deal with that. You can do a special on Tom Brady, but it won't be the same for this reason. The impact that Jordan has had and still has with popular culture because of his shoes make it far more interesting than anything they could put out with any other athlete.
Yeah, and the other thing with Jordan is Jordan did have a cult behind him because he was such a cultural phenomenon. Like, people who weren't even necessarily Bulls fans were Jordan fans. Does Tom Brady have that?
No.
Like, don't.
And part of the reason is it's hard to do that in football. Could you think of a player that you would do that with in football simply because the teams are so big? You definitely need more. Like, for example, I would be more interested in a story on Barry Sanders simply because as long as Barry played and as great as he was, we know nothing about him. Right? Like, for as great as he was.
Didn't they have a Barry Sanders one?
No, I can't remember. But as great as Barry Sanders was, what do you know about him? I mean,
he left too early. That's about it.
For those of us who actually have met him and know him, dude really doesn't talk. He's just interesting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's a tiny dude. How can somebody that great be less than 200 pounds? You know, so yeah, I would be more interested in that. And mostly because, is there anything about Tom Brady you don't know? I mean, that would make the story interesting, because all of the stuff that would make it interesting, there's no way he would allow to be on that in a documentary.
The only thing anybody wants to know, like, let's be honest, the only thing anybody really wants to know about Tom Brady is the relationship with Belichick and when it got sour. That's it. Like, that's it, really.
But that's normal. That's normal. That's normal player organization stuff when a player gets older. Like, that's
maybe,
not original.
But the only thing that makes it straight, like, that was the thing with Jordan, is like, wow, who wouldn't want to keep rolling with this?
Right.
People would be fascinated with Belichick. Like, really, who wouldn't want to keep rolling with Tom Brady? But even, like, look, Jordan was not Tom Brady's age at the end. Like, that's, you know, Jordan still was somewhat, he was at LeBron's age. Like, he still is somewhat.
He still averaged almost 20 points when he went to Washington.
Right, that was with 2 more years off. Like,
right.
You know, so he was still in somewhat of a prime. Like,
Tom Brady goes south, he's going to look like Peyton Manning in that last Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. So I feel like if he has a really bad ending this year, yeah, that'll be a little bit interesting. Although I'm sure if it's a Tom Brady joint, that it will be skewed towards him. But I don't know, man. I'm just, first of all, I think it's better if you let it breathe a little bit. Like, do the Tom Brady 9-part documentary in 2031, or hell, even in 2026 than 2021. It's a weird one to me.
It almost seems like one of those documentaries that you have on, like, before he gets into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
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 No, I don't find, look, the excitement leading up to the Jordan documentary, I don't see that happening with very many players. I just don't. I mean, the only other person that I could think of that people were excited about as far as where this came from is anytime they did a special on Tiger Woods. But the difference is in golf, you have so much downtime that a lot of these stories were already told, you know, when he got to that point, where he got to a level of elite and great.
I'll be a sucker for any boxing documentary. Like, the Sonny Liston one on Showtime was really good because, like you said, nobody had ever done the Sonny Liston story.
Right.
At least not to that degree. So that was really good. I watched LeBron's and Muhammad Ali documentary was good, but the reason that was good is they did it in a really fascinating way. They had no narrator. It was all Muhammad Ali interviews, basically rolling the really kind of narrating and moving the piece along. That's right. Why that one was interesting.
But look at the people. Look at the people that we're talking about. I mean, people that you know, individuals in a sport or guys who make an immediate impact. I mean, Tom Brady's great. I'm not taking that away from him. But football is so different, right? So let me ask you a question. Would you be more inclined to see a special on Tom Brady or on Aaron Rodgers? And the only reason why I say that is because we're trying to make somebody who's won a lot interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers got the whole thing with the family. That was interesting for a little bit. He dated a movie star where it seemed like it kind of soured his relationship. Like, he's definitely got some baggage. Obviously, the Favre stuff.
Right. Who's more inclined to be more open about those things? Because I see Tom Brady taking the road of, here's what a lot of athletes are doing now.
Well, I would like to know, what is Tom Brady like not being on the Patriots? Like, is that going to be a little bit more different this year? You know, kind of like...
Well, not when you're already here, they're practicing on a football field, right? Sounds like same old thing. And Gronk's back.
What else you got, Robbie? What other headlines do we got?
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, are you guys ready for the match on Sunday?
Is that this Sunday?
The 24th. Yeah, that's Sunday. Yeah, it's Tiger and Phil, and I believe Tiger Woods is paired up with Peyton Manning, and Phil Mickelson is paired up with Tom Brady.
I mean, I'll watch it. Wait, I'm not gung ho for it,
because all of those guys besides Phil Mickelson seem like they would play, golf like Tiger. Not taking too many chances, hitting the fairway, plotting their way around the golf course. We need somebody like, I need Phil to be paired up with Jay Cutler.
Oh, man.
Ah.
Yeah, because look, Jay Cutler, you can't hit it through those trees. Don't care. Like, I'm going for it, right? You need somebody that's going to be along with Phil that they just going to swing away.
Yeah, I'll tune in. I'll check it out. I wouldn't say I'm excited for it, but I'll tune in.
Desperate times. And...
Desperate times, yeah. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit. So, yeah, I'll scope it. All right. What channel is it on? Is it on pay-per-view again?
No, it's on TNT. Yes.
It's on what?
It's on TNT. I think Ernie Johnson's doing the commentary.
Right.
Okay.
Ernie Johnson has to be – he's one of my favorite announcers.
He's really good.
His demeanor when handling, like, you remember when the TNT show first started and he was all serious basketball, and now he's laughing more than anybody. He's just sitting back and enjoying the back and forth between those guys.
What else, Robbie?
So Ryan Fitzpatrick, apparently he's been doing the Zoom meetings with Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's got this quarter-top beard.
Stop it.
Oh, man, his beard is looking... He's looking like straight Ragnar.
Like Revenant?
He's got it all. Yeah, he looks like he slept in a bear.
Could you imagine him out in the woods?
Yes,
I do. He looks like he could, but I just think his intelligence level, he's not going in the woods.
He looks like... Ryan Fitzpatrick looks like he lives in a loincloth. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, he threw on an Inter Miami CF jersey for this Zoom press conference yesterday with the media.
Was it snug?
No, he looked all right. He looked all right, but he didn't get a great view of it. It was tough to know. He doesn't look like Ben Roethlisberger, that's for sure. Ugh. But it's one of those things where, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick looks like he wants the bare necessities when he really is getting down to the life.
Well, I mean, look. All these shows I'm watching, Rome, Vikings, Last Kingdom, the one thing they have in common is, back in the day, men felt they could just sleep with whoever they want to.
Yep.
Right?
I was watching this show, I started watching a little bit, called The Great, where they had an arranged marriage. It's a little bit weird because they all talk like JJ, but it's supposed to take place in Russia. Doesn't really make sense. But, you know, right now... The husband and wife, you know, the emperor, he got betrothed with this other lady, I didn't catch all the first episode, so I'm a little confused where it comes from, but they hate each other right now. And even he's just like, you know what? You get a lover. He goes, I can't take you. You know what? We'll get you somebody who gives you the sex that makes you happy because you clearly don't like it with me, and I'll sleep with whomever I want to. So that's just how it was, man. He's even dealing out for the wives. I thought that was
and the
nice
other thing is, I mean, when they hook up, they could be anywhere.
Yep.
Like out in the woods, getting ready for a fight. Woman, I want to bed you. And then that's it. I'm like, huh, that's how it works, huh? It doesn't seem to work for me. I tried it. Shot down.
You tried the betting line?
Yeah. Like, I mean, come on.
It's an exciting one if we try the laundry room these days.
And it's funny because, like, you know, they have kids and stuff. Or like Henry, yep. I'm watching Tudors. He had kids. They send the kids to their own house. Yep. With a whole crew. And then they go visit their kid. I'm like, really?
Man. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to a little 15 minutes of Heat. The Heat also doing their workouts, getting ramped up for the season. We got some more details on when the NBA may be coming back. That's coming up next. 15 minutes of Heat.
15 minutes of Heat.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of Heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. It is Tobin and Leroy on a Friday. Taking you up until 10 o'clock. Is there like AC going on now? Is that on my end or your end?
That's mine.
It's cool. It doesn't bother me that much. Keep it going. Just wanted it.
I don't want it on. It's blowing right on me.
Is it?
Feels like the studio.
I did an investigation. I had to do some investigation during the break. And so I went outside. I was like, where is that sound coming from? Because I said to start off the show, if you guys missed it, I said, it sounds like I'm being attacked by the aliens. It's like the sound. I'm like, that's not, I never hear that. I know all my morning sounds. I know my environment. I've lived here a long time. And so I go outside and then I look to my neighbors. And it's coming from their house. And then I look, I'm like, oh, it's their AC units. Looking a little shaky. And I can only imagine what it's going to sound like later. Because for those who don't know, my neighbor, it sounds like I live next to Goran Dragic's grandmother. And it's going to be, fix my air conditioner, please. Please, I need it fixed. I need the cold air. My cats, they're too hot. So that'll be my day later today. Yeah. Hearing her yell at the AC guy.
Little cat. Big cat. Your dog attacked my cat. And now your cat hits that dog.
It's always about the cats. That's how she lives her life. Yeah. Always talking about the cats, yep.
She by herself?
No, her family lives with her. Oh. But she always does all business partakes on that back patio.
Really?
Yep. Because they're at the back of their house. Faces the side of my house. But it's, you know, we have a good distance. Like, we have a good, I don't know, 40 feet between us.
Right.
But she's a loud talker.
Really?
Oh, she's a loud talker.
Oh, no.
So, that's okay. She's adorable. She always brings my kids by a birthday present when she sees the parties going down. Always brings a present. We give her some cake. It's a good time.
Your interaction with your neighbor. Yeah,
pretty much. Pretty much. That's the way I used to have a lot more interaction with the guy who lived across the street, the hippie. And he doesn't live there anymore, unfortunately. That dude was cool. He'd fix stuff for me. He'd be like, you know, because if it was like real fixing, I'm talking like if my lawnmower wasn't working anymore, that dude could fix a lawnmower. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, he was that kind of cool. And he was a hippie. He played in a band. So, he, the only thing that would come from his house at every day at like 11 a.m., he's drumming away, like real, oof. Like you could hear it coming from the house, but their house is like way over there. See, the one good thing I like of my neighborhood, I have neighbors, I'm spaced out from my neighbors though. It's not like one of those on top of each other neighborhoods. You have good space between your neighbors too. You're not really close to anybody.
No, I'm not. Well, my neighbor.
Which is kind of odd for a community.
It depends on where you are.
True.
Right?
You live in the blood sample community where you gotta give some DNA to get in that place.
Oh yeah, you can't get in. My neighbor is a VP for Columbia.
Aren't you like neighbors with Fernando Tatis or something like that? Like
he was. Random, he moved out.
Some him random expo.
17 family. who's the Thomas Jones lives in here? I never see him though.
Yeah, you
really
don't nice.
See anybody except now. You see everybody because everybody's walking.
Everybody's right? out and about.
Everybody's out and about, and the problem is here's the problem: things that didn't normally bother you, that you thought were cute, now bother you. For example, I used to think, oh, cool, they got a golf cart. They drive the golf cart out, go by the little creeks, you know, go into my house on 136 and catch fish. Okay. That was cool. We have a couple little lakes in our development. But now, there's people like, I'm not going to mention any, you know, I ain't going to try to be racist or nothing. But there's people, after they get done with their work around the development, go throw a net in the creek and just swoop up the fish.
They all of them? Use.
I mean, one, they pulled out in that little creek on 136, right? And then it makes the turn and it goes to Flamingo. I see Crowder out there all the time. Dude caught like a 5 or 6 pound fish.
Damn.
In a creek.
There's some, I'm telling you, man, there's some whoppers in my creek. But I think the reason they're whoppers, they're no dummies. They let the stupid fish go get the bread.
the big fish or the smart fish.
I think so.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work like that in the animal in our world, right?
Nope. Nope.
Big guy's
not.
The athlete, and the little nerd guy is the brainiac.
Speaking of athletes, and big, I tell you what, man, watching some of these workout videos. So the Heat, I love a hype video, and the Heat yesterday, Rob, you see the Heat hype video of them working out together? Well, not together, but yeah. Like they montaged them all together. Oh, it was great, Leroy.
It's Casey really? Opala.
Oh, my God. KZ Akpala. Leroy. Whoo. KZ Akpala's been doing his dip, son. His arms look good.
I mean.
Swole.
I mean, he looks good, but he's still sitting next to UD.
Well, I mean, just for now. But don't forget, they traded 3 second-round picks for him.
Minus.
Whoa.
he's the secret weapon. The secret weapon right now.
What a play.
What an under-the-radar shot at UD.
No, I didn't.
Nah.
Hold on. Me saying the suit guys are sitting next to UD is not a knock on UD. That's
one.
Just what it is. That's the reality of it. Did I lie? Hold on. Did I lie?
You're associating the suit guys with Udonis Haslem, and I don't like that.
Why? They doing the same thing?
Minus one.
All right. Yeah, KZ Akpala is doing the same thing as Udonis.
When was the last time you heard these words?
Now checking into the game. You Udonis!
When was the last time you
minus
heard that?
One.
Last time I heard it was when Wade was here.
I think it was the Wade
minus
game.
One.
Right.
Wasn't that long ago?
Was it that long ago?
Everything was that long ago. We haven't had basketball in 3 months.
Wait a minute. You're counting the 60 games they already played?
The Wade game was like one of the last games they played.
Last year.
No.
This is a whole new season.
He played the game where Wade had his jersey retired.
Oh.
So beating the Cavs by 40
that's
points.
The Wade game. I thought you said when Wade. What did you score? A point and a half?
It doesn't matter.
Minus one.
You know gave him a half a point because they couldn't figure who tipped
minus
it in?
Minus one.
It doesn't matter how much he scored. The point was he got in and everybody loved it. Biggest ovation of the game.
Okay, but my point was, the only point that I made was that this guy you're talking about, they traded 3 second-round picks, is good friends with UD because they sit next to each other.
Minus Robbie, one.
You can put whatever twist you want on it. That's a fact, Jack.
I'm not trying to put a twist on it. All I wanted to say was that KZ Akpala is looking swole as hell. And did you see, Robbie, on this hype video, did you see, you know who likes to work out with the old Golden Gate Bridge behind them like you do? Is Tyler Hero.
he's good to workouts on the moon.
Yep. Goran Dragic. I tell you what, Goran Dragic definitely has not. He's been quarantined because he hasn't seen a barber in a long time. That's some hair. That's some fluffy hair on Gogi. I could watch. I could break down this video all day and just look at what everybody's doing and just see how they're rolling with it.
I think if I could have hair, I'd let it grow out. Hey.
Nope.
Hey.
Nope.
I'm just reading the text, Robbie.
Don't. If you read the text, you take part in the crime. So you deal with the punishment.
You're an accessory.
It is my responsibility as a member of this show to let the people know we appreciate them and we interact with them.
I don't appreciate stuff like this, so that's why they get minused.
I think we'll take the zero. I'll speak on behalf of the texter. It needs to be said. UD is social distancing himself from the basketball court and starting time.
Minus one.
Minus two for that one. It was also really? A terrible
minus
joke.
One.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how about this one? Mm-mm. Sources told me Tua is having season-ending surgery on a fractured hand from hitting the install button on the Zoom app.
I mean, I don't have a Tua policy, so I'll allow it, but I don't like it.
Oh, it's not even 6. It's 6:30. This is awesome.
So you have the heat working out. I like
whoa.
It.
Wait, you said this is all. You just said this is awesome. You just spent like the past 10 minutes slandering UD, and then you called it awesome.
You know, it's all a good joke. I'll teach you about good comedy. You want a good comedy? Here we go. Mike Miller tweeting out, Mike Miller's a top 5 dunker all time. Paul Pierce, probably. That's a funny joke.
Have you ever seen Mike Miller dunk? He's never been that close to the damn rim.
It's been a while. Miller had a little bit of hops when he first got in the league, but no. Mike Miller.
Nah, he'll throw out his back trying to dunk.
Yeah, Mike Miller with the Heat was porcelain.
Heat, back in those days, they had like 3 spots on the side when guys checked out. They had to lay down.
Yep.
Didn't Ray Allen have to lay down too?
Maybe the last year he did, I think.
LeBron laid down for a minute. Mike Miller was always laying down.
Yeah, well, LeBron had a lot of back problems apparently until like his second year in Cleveland. Apparently he found some Navy SEAL that fixed him.
Who else used to that's all I could think of. No, it was like Goran. Didn't Goran has a lay, he does it too. Or am I thinking of
a bunch
of guys. It's like every time they checked out, they had to go way in the corner and there ain't much room there. So
nope. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. It is Friday. What means one thing, Leroy. We got ourselves a Magnificent Seven coming our way at about 8:20 today. Robbie will give you all the action. Ooh, yeah. See what he's got. See who's got no fights this weekend. So I don't know. Robbie's been searching, but you never know. We got the pony still going. We got some NASCAR. German soccer. Of course, he's been riding the Buffalo Bills simulation train, so who knows?
Yeah, he got a little golf this weekend, too.
Little golfy golf, so we don't know. You got KBO. We got the Korean League still going on. Not sure. I was just reading a headline. I have no details of the story. No details of the story, but I'm just reading a headline on TMZ. Aaron Judge's girlfriend DUI arrest video. And apparently she dropped in the DUI arrest video, do you know who my boyfriend is?
Oh.
I haven't heard that one. Normally it's, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? People know.
I don't think that would work with Stanton's girlfriend because Stanton doesn't play baseball. They wouldn't be able to recognize him.
I don't know. Do you think the officers probably break it to Aaron Judge's girlfriend? It's like, yeah, he's got a lot of them. He's Aaron Judge.
Oh my goodness.
He doesn't play that much baseball either.
Like, you got to have, I'm trying to think. We still doing that? Who you?
Apparently
where
so.
Where you out drinking?
She said,
In New York. Is she in New York?
No, this was in Arizona, actually. It was in February before social distancing.
Okay, I was going to say, they're all willy-nilly with the rules anyway.
Yeah, she said that she admitted to the officers she drank two glasses of wine. When the cops suspected her being too drunk to drive, they pulled her over to the field sobriety test, administered a breathalyzer. She blew a 0.12, which is definitely higher than a 0.08.
And there's definitely a lot more than two glasses of wine.
Yeah, she said, "Do you understand what you're doing right now? I need to get home. Do you know who my boyfriend is?" The guy goes, "We don't." She goes, "This is going to be bad for me. I'm just saying that right now." It's like, well, it's bad for everybody. She says, "My boyfriend is not in a spot where I should be having this happen. He's a public figure. So arrest him." But maybe you shouldn't bring it up.
Right.
Just let it go by and don't bring it up.
If you have to bring it up, it usually means nobody cares, and it can only make the matter worse.
She continued, "My boyfriend is in the spotlight in the New York media,
oh,
and I'm out here handcuffed in Arizona. This is not good." Why is she mentioning that?
I don't know.
Well, she's drunk. I mean, she's drunk, so that's
probably. Is that any indication of where that relationship is going?
I would say that you're going to see Aaron Judge bench pressing Adriana Lima very soon.
Jeez, why?
What?
All right.
You gotta get somebody who won't snitch.
How you know he's not gonna be bench pressing that big chick from Pitch Perfect?
Rebel Wilson? Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe he wants to go take himself a ride on a Harley. I don't know.
Well, no. Well, hey, you never know. Never know. Maybe he need. I mean, maybe he's like, man, I haven't hit a ball in forever. Let me go in there and push up these big curls.
I'll tell you one thing, man. I went did a little, went out into nature yesterday. I went to the beach for the first time.
Yeah.
With the social distancing protocol.
Was it empty?
Wasn't empty. Wasn't empty. There were people there. Wasn't packed. I was. You know, I've been very wary about my wife. She's been dying to go to the beach. She loves the beach. Really? And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a bleep show. So we went to a new beach, though, because it's a dog beach, which I think probably was a good move, because go to a beach where people are specifically bringing their dogs, probably won't be too close to one another because the dogs never stop moving.
Oh, the natural social distancer.
Right.
Animals.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if it's the social distancing. I don't know if it's nobody being in nature. I don't know if it's Jupiter. I've been up to beaches up there, though. I've been to Juneau Beach, Loggerhead Beach, and stuff like that. I got there, dude. The water was beautiful. It looked like a human hadn't interacted with it in a good 2 months. It was turquoise, like Caribbean blue. It was gorgeous. I was like, whoa.
Ben, you talking about animals. I got a couple of co-conspirators in my house.
Oh man! So, to get the dog. Oh, you
no.
It's almost. Hold on. It's school's up time. That means grades are in.
Well,
and that
she's
means
got she's one coming, class. She's
coming to collect.
She's got one class.
Your daughter's like Stitches.
Yeah. So here's the deal. So yesterday, I'm outside doing stuff or whatever, messing around, and you know when kids come and check on you. Something's up. So I see my daughter walking by, looking out the back door. Goes by, I wave. All right, no big deal. So then, like an hour later, my wife called me. Because nobody in this house can keep a secret. Right? They go, hey, my wife says, hey, the kids didn't want me to tell you. They found a snake in the garage.
Oh boy.
Excuse me? Yeah, it was just a black one. But Fonz walked in on it and he called Rebecca and they got it outside. But they said, don't tell Leroy. I'm like, oh. So not only is the big one conspiring against me, but he dragged the little one on. So now I got a bunch of co-conspirators in the house.
Well, I mean, listen, they're getting to, you know, she's going to be at that point where they're in the age range of co-conspirating together.
They're 10 years apart, though.
Doesn't matter. There's going to be a point where Rebecca's not so little anymore. And so he's going to be like, all right, you're ready to do the shenanigans. The shenanigans today is we get rid of the snake.
Fonz 80. Fonz is like an 80-year-old. He's not into shenanigans.
Dude, he's not like an 80-year-old.
Yeah, he is. I'm telling you. Dude, he is so annoyed by my shenanigans. Like, I scare him. Come on, man. We doing this again? I'm like, yes. It's hilarious. Hard to be cool when you look like Fright Night.
You know what happened? It came across my timeline recently. Was you scaring Joe Rose with the where they set up the hidden cam? Hilarious. Deserves way more retweets.
I know. I don't see Joe. I see his family though walking. Right. Everybody's walking. Everybody's exercising. We got bikes. We got like, oh, it's brutal. I got to go in the middle of the day where I dehydrate to exercise.
Somebody's saying Fat Amy, not fat anymore. Is that true? She's on the slim down like
what's
Adele.
What's her name? Reba.
Rebel Wilson, I think.
Rebel.
Is she Australian?
Yes. Really? You getting picked up by the accent?
I didn't know if she was a bloke or she was a dingo. Hey, we're off.
Got to tell you. All right.
Not what she was, I mean, but not like not a shocking one.
She went from a heavyweight. Whoa, hold on. Whoa, okay, never mind. Wow.
Oh, impressive.
She went on, huh?
Impressive.
Yeah, she went. She went on that. What's the singer?
Adele.
She went on that Adele diet.
Oh, wow. All right. So she's going to have a lot of people mad at her for losing weight. That happened to Adele, where people were like, oh, don't call her beautiful because she's thin. How dare you?
I don't know.
Not a thing.
Wow.
All right. When we come back, somebody's trying to dip their toe in Riley's pond. We'll get to that next.
What?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.